Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of a lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. Having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, Bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no aspirations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell on the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as pure and good, is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasamgate bodhisoha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the perfection of wisdom. Then the blessed one arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he has spoken about. Well done, well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you require, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the venerable Shariputra and noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the glories of the Blessed One.
Lamadangan bojetsu jambe yamba chatsevo Gandhi the rudvini pindra nita namda katsevo Jine gungu jine zichu iki tuka lekpazde Kanda tsipe tsunga mari muntom dunya jizeva Toto kumba puji tati yama kuchu yandensu Kutar chetu numo nina
So it is important to cultivate a positive motivations. This is an essential part of receiving the teachings of Dharma. The first cultivation of a positive motivation is something that's essential. And particularly with the subject matter of the today's teaching is the sacred mantra. So we need to cultivate a particular sort of motivations. positive motivations, because this is the teaching itself is a very profound and vast and profound teachings. So therefore, you know, from the receiver's part, it is very crucial to cultivate a virtuous motivations or the positive motivations.
근데 나 간주 추녀한테 간주 추녀한테 된다 가려나 내가 나서 집어고 그래 눈에 누구 말에 눈에 세고 그래 내가 누구 그래 내가 누구 그래 근데 누야게 탈람지라 간주 삼단에니 추녀 그랬어 근데 탈람지라 아 친디기 내가 참 친구부 돈에 땡큐와는 땡모르드게 용어만데 제제제 용어였어. 이내야 땡모지 차도요 말이야. 대차야 돼야 나 심기 선로단다 주는 지구에서 출라라 알리다바. 출라베 아주 쉬워다 마선다 되고 그랬어. 땡기 대화 생기데 친구부터는 야지 나 비타진도 자아니 매바인다니 나 생기 주부터니 로고에서 대야베지 주 코나르드니 용거에 임바치 좀 나온데 주디 주니야 개체 뭐 임바 Nyemata mayimba, teegibi tundashiya kichimayimba, tindeji samdangi kichimurayasi.
So, it is important to know oneself, the purpose of receiving one's teachings of the Dharma. So, one's purpose of one's receiving this teachings of the Dharma is we as a sentient beings, we do not wish to undergo sufferings. So therefore, it is important for us to rely on the means, skillful means of overcoming of sufferings. And we all wish to achieve happiness and accomplish the state of happiness. One need to rely on the method and skillful means to accomplish this happiness. So when speaking about happiness, we're not speaking about happiness on the level of external means, you know, such as resources, you know, one's wealth and development of material development. And although we may gain a certain level of happiness out of accomplishment of material resources, we will not be able to gain ultimate state of happiness by relying upon the external resources and so forth. So therefore, to achieve, you know, lasting or ultimate state of happiness need to be achieved within. That can be done on the basis of transformation of one's mind. So when it comes to the transformation of one's mind, it is the Dharma, the practice of the Dharma, which only, you know, has a potential for giving a total transformation of one's own mind to achieve ultimate state of happiness. So therefore, in order to transform one's mind, one need to find an appropriate method or skillful means to bringing about one's transformation of one's own mind. So therefore, the bringing of one's own transformation, one's own mind, can be done only upon relying upon the teachings of the Dharma. So then here, one must not only listen to the teachings of the Dharma, but try one's best to really to able to get the essence, the meaning of the Dharma, and to be able to contemplate upon the meaning of the Dharma.
chu jingi ki nalo ni ri mambu dine duwasi, ri munda san da ri munda dine yungwere. Chu jingi, jaya ki chu jiwa yinba yina ya, jingi kanza ki ngwe ni, anin ji kaji chimbi dine ne dewa, kaji ramjung dine ne dewa, dine iwa chimba da ramjung, dine iwa ni yungwaya ki junzin ji shi gulda.
So, when speaking about the practitioners, yes, as we all know, that there are different kinds of practitioners of the Dharma. some practitioners who are the ordained member, and some are lay practitioners who are not really belong to the fully ordained members. So then the question is that why there should be a possibility of two different kinds of practitioners. One is the ordained member, and one is ordained member, and one is the lay practitioners. So therefore, we need to have explanation.
다디 가르스나 루야기 추치바인 바이나야 룽행이 땡지 땡지는 땡스나 가라즈 루덴디 가라즈 루데 밀루 미 루덴디라 신 튠지엔 좀만도 니바치 마치 디디기 토니 추 드나야 니 펜도치아다 니바치아 디디기 쳬바지 용거스
Although we all may claim to engaging in a similar kind of practice of the Dharma. Again, when it comes to the result of one's own practice, it's again dependent upon how much favorable causes and conditions that one may have gathered to really to engage in the practice of the Dharma. Hence, we will have a different kind of result out of one's own practice.
Then, that do yagi, chula nibachijun roda, chilachijun resident, Kimaris, in that Dumitin Kazagi Tony, Tangarazu, Chu Duyagi Pachi, Torodi, and Arazuta, Numotus, Tichigas, Dujakshi, Nakondo Maji, they own the Chimbaina, and then Chu Duyala Pachi Mambu Yedeva. 추드무투바 추드나야 니가 소리 수조라 대가타지 니바토 니바토무투바 근데 여자 바제토도 니모도도 인자 니모도도 까야게 치드 니모도도 그베 쫀데 문로에 치드 여와도 문주에 치드 근데 간도 넘바생데 소다 넘바생다 아리 마보지 인자 근데 돈 넘바생데 용거였어
So then since here we can a different kind of result out of one's own practice of the Dharma. It is not to say that there is a difference in Dharma. There is a difference in terms of powers, potential, and so forth in the with regard to the Dharma. But it is the practitioners who's actually practicing their motivations and encounterings of different kind of obstacles and impediments and so forth. So here the primary obstacles or the impediment for one's own practice is the three poisons of the mind. Refers to anger, hatred, and gross-mindedness or the ignorance. So when one is engaging in practice, it is very important for one to not to let your practice under the influence of those negative thoughts and emotions, such as anger, hatred, and ignorance. So therefore, one must understand when one speaks about engaging in the practice of the Dharma, the main target of one's engaging in the practice of Dharma is to overcoming those three poisons of the mind, anger, hatred, and ignorance. So therefore, in order not to let one's practice under the influence of negative thoughts and emotions, we take different kinds of vows, such as pratimoksha vows, or individual liberation vows, and so forth. There are different kinds of vows involved.
ただ、電力、電気とか、電気チェバが通ね。で、あの、オンネバイな、オンシュバイな。で、電力別に、荷物とかのち、ドンベ。ドンバ。よく、荷物がさ、かのちドンベドンバチ目はいな。で、オンネビ、オンネビ、 구사기다 뇌도 메롱아 아니 드네기베 네바 테모드바 드네지 지용하게 드네 소고였어 드네기 차네 먼저 지금 쏟아가 넘바 가로지 내고 그랬어
So speaking about the individual who is actually engaging in the practice of the Tantra, particularly one who is actually receiving the empowerments, so the individual must have a certain level of vows, who have taken vows, and not only that who have taken the vows, but who actually observed vows and to be able to preserve their vows impeccably. So without having the vows, there's no basis upon which the empowerment is bestowed. So let's take example. If one possess the cloth, it is pure white clothes. So then it's very convenient for us to actually change the colors of that clothes. We can, you know, change it into a different colors very conveniently. So where is the cloth is, you know, one side of the cloth, maybe inside is black or the outside is white and so forth. And it is not really convenient for us to actually change the color of that particular clothes. Similarly, if one is able to subdue or suppress one's mind, negative states of mind, by taking those vows or the precepts, then one's mind will become a congenial basis for receiving the teachings or engaging in the practice. So during our last teachings on the path and grounds of Tantra, we spoke about the different numbers of the empowerments, different kinds of empowerments. So in order to receive the empowerments, and what needs to be prepared for oneself, to become oneself as a suitable, you know, to become oneself as a receptive of those empowerments. So therefore, then it reads in the page 27, the second highlighted paragraph, the second one who is capable of taking pratimoksha vows should take any of those, you know, seven types of the pratimoksha vows, or at least the ethics of abandoning the 10 non-virtuous actions as the basis of the tantric practices.
So the rigdun, so the rigdun, garong ngams, manta, migi chubong tsurums, the tsurums,
geji geji do, geji geji.
Tsurums said the pekitim in the tesung. That's so the rigdun samdana, but the so the rigdun samdana, and then geno pamani, gizu pamani. Ani nyine pamani, gilo ma, rigdun ti jaya sara. Tende ki dhamma ten jing.
Kelon dhamma nyi, kesu dhamma nyi rwa.
No.
Nyene nyi rwa.
Nyene nyi.
Nyene nyi. Tok shas.
Gelo ma. Gelo ma.
Gelo ma.
Gelo ma.
Gelo ma.
Asso. Ginyi pa ma nyi bda. Ginyi dhe da. Nyene mara. Ginyi.
Asso.
Ginyi pa ma nyi. Nyi. Gelo ma.
Gelo ma. Asso. So then there are the individual who actually takes the vows. There are seven kinds of vows. You know, different kinds of vows can be taken. with regard to the individual liberation vows, it's a pratimoksha vows. So under the pratimoksha vows, there are a lot of different kinds of, you know, vows or the precepts are involved. Two, the bhikshu, the vows are fully bhikshu, two bhikshu vows, and two different kinds of the, you know, novice vows, and then two lay vows, and then one the learner of the virtuous vows. Seven.
Namju, diwar mati kawang kaduna na, mandu gini dunang doa, sa gini dunang goya ki, junzichi ti chagaris.
So you may have noticed, whenever we receive the empowerments from His Holiness the Dalai Lama, prior to his empowerment, he always, you know, bestow this pratimoksha vows, you know, at least the lay, you know, precepts.
Ta kasi dhiri dhamma sudha riddhiyungi dhamma kaya mewa yinaya, ta mugichubunga tsurim. Mugi chubunga tsurimde namasanji bichu ki lengi samaloge sunguyaji. Nyebadu sunguyaji chadiyurisi.
So if one is unable to have one of the seven vows, then one should at least have the vows of 10 virtuous actions, abandoning from 10 non-virtuous actions, and that observing the 10 virtuous actions is needed as a basis of receiving the empowerments. Not only that, also, if one considers oneself as a practitioner of the Dharma, then one really need to observe the 10 virtuous actions.
Ti yongi samdama yina. Migi chubongi tsurum, tsurum lata rinamana mbo yonza, tsurum singindi, anzu sayi di chikwara, sayi. Sayi la tsishin nase, suzo la goya ki karta ugo yina, sayi di yabu ji yeba yina, rajin ki diwi yabu mintu ya ji yeba di najin jini. Suzo ju la tsurum ki lava kayan wa ji, tembo ji yeba yina, digi jen jini, ni suzo ju la yudin jaya, jiwa chima yina, milito ya.
So, in general, when we speak about the precepts and observation of moral conduct or the morality is the foundation of one's practice. Just like it is like a field, a perfect field, where you can have all kinds of crops. And if the one's field is not perfect, then we'll not be able to have a result, appropriate result. So therefore, this observation of morality is said to be the foundation of development of all our spiritual qualities. And observation of morality is also the source of giving rise to all kinds of happiness, including one's positive future life. So therefore, this practice of morality actually serves as a platform for development of all our spiritual practices or spiritual developments.
Kita tsurum sila na sungsim jiri, sungsim, sungi simba. Pena ngin lega duga di legi me, lega susu kinin chay jila ni sungsim sigurwa, sila sungi simba ji. Sungi simba di kare sila na, kita nganzu nyawa yeda turita nanchu ton shiwa yina, 야야다 두르로 소리 마무지 제야여바데 근데 뉴모 슈치종다 되게 온게 레스 슈치종 사바 대이젠진 찌기여바지 근데 리제게로 대인다 되게 뉴모데 데라페 가서 니보스는 되게 배 온도 마동아지네 되게 저한테 마동아지네 순투바이나 뉴모 마무지 가루 뉴모 마무지 가와 대가란 게 되게 온게 레사바데 가루 아인자 고라진 기 데르지야라 대가란 게 누가 돼야지 차대르스
So what is meant by tsultim, or which is the practice of morality? Tsultim in Tibetan, shila in the Sanskrit word. So it is a mental state that has a quality of protecting. So here then, protecting from what? For instance, if one is about to engage in negative deeds, and as soon as you become aware of the what you are doing is something that is not right, and you immediately change your motivations, this is how you protect, not letting your actions, you know, not you let yourself engage in the engage in negative actions. So therefore, what is happening here is because of this not being able to protect our mind, not being able to engage in full, you know, observe one's morality, then one engages in the actions induced by negative thoughts and emotions, which then enables one to accumulate karma, which give rise to the you know, fruitions taking rebirth in hell realms or the preta realms and animal realms and so forth. So so it is because of this negative thoughts and emotions, if one is not be aware of protecting one's mind from going, you know, influence of those negative thoughts and emotions, then one engages in the actions induced by those negative thoughts and emotions, then one will go through all kinds of sufferings, taking rebirth in lower realms and so forth. So so therefore, it is, if one is able to protect one's mind from cultivation of those negative thoughts and emotions, then one will not engage in negative deeds. Then consequently, one will not accumulate negative karma. So then if one do not, one is not engaging in negative karma, then one will not have a bad rebirth or the, you know, negative rebirth in one's future life.
Dom chimu shuji tangaro to lamja. Toja the mozam, hajang be negachimu. Take her as the lavena. Around the diva kansawa, the Luma yisum sagota, Yaman and Luke Sagar, Yaman and Ag Sagar, Yaman Yig Sagar. Tesum caron buying it, diva sang yamdo. They made the Migi chugi spambi, sudim de Luma yisum gi niju domba. Luma yisum de Nimotu do yon, the Madama chine tepe, dongiji in by inza. I want to be diva sayagi, sayagi, good mazon, good jayagurus. The ajangi, don't you put it up, don't you put it up.
So it is a very purposeful and meaningful of observing those, observing moralities. Because if one is able to observe those moralities and protect oneself from engaging in negative deeds, then one will be able to, you know, shut the doors for negative thoughts and emotions, and you know, consequently negative deeds. Because when speaking about about negative deeds, we engage in negative deeds through one of the three doors, either body, speech, or mind. And so the purpose of observing morality, the practice of morality, is to protect oneself from engaging in negative deeds through body, speech, and mind, and not letting one's actions and becoming one's actions under the influence of those negative thoughts, negative deeds of body, speech, and mind. And so if one is able to do that, then one is actually able to shut the door for a arisal of all those, you know, negative actions and negative thoughts and emotions. So, if you look at those different kinds of the negative deeds, such as negative deeds through body, speech, and mind. So, when it comes to the negative deeds through body, so we're pretty much alert about that, you know. If one is able to engage in, you know, in the actions to take a life of others, it is alarming. So you will be alert, and you, it is not really, you know, you will not really engage in this. It's not like a, you know, it is not like other negative deeds such as body and mind, but I mean like, sorry, speech and mind. So this is something that we all know in nature as a negative deeds, such as killing and stealing, you know, telling lies and so forth, that we all know that in nature those are the negative deeds. So it is more kind of convenient for us to actually protect oneself from engaging in such negative deeds. But when it comes to the speech, particularly of the gossip, we engage in those gossips by, you know, not knowing that engaging in such a gossip will have a, you know, very negative consequence. Without knowing that, we spend a lot of our time engaging in those gossips. So that's, you know, one thing that we need to be alert and we need to be aware of, you know, such a, actions through speech. So here, when we speak about the negative deeds through speech, it is about the speech, something that can be heard. So here, negative speech, when you engage in the negative speech, that speech is actually related to one's own mind. It is by hearing that speech. If one hears some kind of speech that are harsh, unpleasant, you become unhappy. So this particular speech is really related to our own mind. It is not something independent of each other, but rather it is related to each other. So so then with this kind of, you know, engagement in indulging in gossip, one, it actually takes oneself far away from engaging in the practice of the Dharma. And then also, not that it is not only that it takes, you know, far away from engaging in the practice of oneself, but also it creates uneasiness, an unpleasant mentally of other beings as well. Consequently, then one undergo degeneration of one's own merits and virtue that one have accumulated. So therefore, we should always be alert of not engaging in this negative speech, especially the gossip. So the ngakchil, and that in English word for gossip. So ngakchil literally means the speech or the word that has no power. It is not meaningful. And someone who is indulging in such a speech is baseless and so forth. So therefore, it is, you know, always, you know, it is important for oneself to be always be alert and not really indulging in such a actions through speech. So this, you know, gossip is pretty much related to lie. You know, indulging in, you know, lie and so forth. Because when speaking about indulging in lying and so forth, is that we are fabricating ourselves. Something that is, if something is right, that we try to fabricate that as a wrong, and something is wrong, that we try to fabricate that as a right. So this is what we call actual lie. And then, so when it comes to the gossip, it's not very much different from that. It's very much related to each other. So this is the one kind of example of that we're not paying much attention to. Although this is a very negative actions, which is gossiping and so on, but we're not paying much attention to it. We naturally engage in this and take time and engage, indulging in those kind of actions. So therefore, there are, you know, relating, you know, then also there are a lot of other, you know, negative, the virtuous vows that one need to observe. But, you know, according to the tantric text, it says one must at least to become oneself as a receptive, or to become oneself as a suitable for the practitioner of suitable of the practitioner of tantra, one must at least have this 10 observation of 10 virtues actions and abandoning 10 non-virtuous actions.
디제 다옹그 투수스 좋아지 도마니 잔노 코나니 디스
옹그 투수로 와라
니바세드 말론
니바세드 도마니 So now here, when receiving the, you know, when empowerment is conferred, only the bodhisattva vows are taken.
So
regardless of what kind of empowerments receiving the bodhisattva's vow is inevitable. Either one is receiving the empowerments or the initiations, and the receiving the bodhisattva vow is always involved. So this bodhicitta, cultivation of bodhicitta, is said to be the entrance door for becoming oneself as a Mahayana practitioner, as well as the practitioner of the Tantra. So it becomes a gateway for both the practice, Mahayana as well as the Tantrayana practice of Tantrayana, sorry.
Ti kare se lawa na, ngāgi, ngādā, do nīga tepachimu chūyīmba. Tepachimu chūyīmbi chāni. Tepachimu chūyīmbi chāni, samlō chanchu sen tāngu gul. Ti de chāni na, yunzichi shiā yores.
So both of them are the Dharma, the Mahayana Dharma. So therefore, in order to engage in the practice of the Mahayana Dharma, and cultivation of this bodhicitta is inevitable.
Yeah, this is jadan chi la nga gi jugu de la so mda te ti ta yir kha zna pe na chaju gi nga nyam ni chi ba la te ni ni sim ni tan ni do ra ni sa je gi yin sa me sa ba de sim ji chi ba wa chi ro ji dan ga zu chu jin sim ni de sa ni gu to ba shuo sim chen ji sim ro da
So when we generate the bodhicitta based on engaging in the practice of Tantrayana, it becomes extraordinary, you know, practice of cultivation of bodhicitta. It's in other words, it is Simji Kebo, which means that the supreme cultivation of bodhicitta. Because generally when we speak about, you know, cultivation of bodhicitta, consists of two aspirations. Aspiration to achieve Buddhahood and aspiration to benefit all other sentient beings. There are two aspirations. But when it comes to the engaging in the practice of the Tantra, for instance, if one engaging in the practice of the action Tantra, not only that you have generated bodhicitta, but you are generating your bodhicitta, reinforcing your bodhicitta by saying that by relying upon the practice of action tantra, may I gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. So you actually reinforced reinforce and enhance your cultivation of bodhicitta.
Oh yeah. Tā tērī shā, jāngyū sīmbī dōmbā, āngyū dī jāndōm jāṁ, sōngā chīvī dōmbā nī jāndōm khunā yīdī, sōngā chīdā, 장동 코나에 대해서 전주 전주심이 담바데 네바도 창고야. 이면은 그 무로와 이면은 코나에 인수.
So empowerment cannot be conferred without conferring Bodhisattva's vow.
다 지단 담발라 하고 담바 전주심이 담바 니에베나니 하고 담바세디 온라메 온라스바다 주주 내주주다 내주라메 주주 온고알라 나돈 징고이레스 마도 자주다 주주 온고바다나 나돈 징고이 마레스 딘데체바다
So of course when there are two kinds of vows that need to be taken when one is receiving the empowerment the Bodhisattva's vow and the Tantric vows however when it comes to the Tantric vows cannot be conferred when one is receiving the empowerment based on action tantra and the performance tantras. There's no involvement of taking tantric vows. The tantric vows, taking involvement of tantric vows can be only found in when one is taking empowerments of yoga tantra and highest yoga tantra.
Sunja Tadung Yan Chansimji Tadunam Yinji Tilly Los Medo Osung Chitada Dobakoran Chanjusim Domba Yinza Tidabe Tida Dombasiade Sumsimjil Yagur, Sum Sambachila, Sum Sambachila, Dombasilmada, Dombasichi Zujin or Awati Kemaris, Sum Sonodan, Sum Sambachila, Dombasigur. The Nigu Domba de la Chanjusim Domba Yinza Tidan Givi Nibadilla, Chanjusim Simbi Domba Givi Nibachi Yunguris, Tila Tadung Siguris.
So then here by the text is that because the tantric vows are not taken in actions and the performance tantra, therefore the against root downfalls of the Bodhisattva's vow alone. So nevertheless there are many specific mantra commitments of the commitments to be protected, which you can understand from authentic tantric codes in the mantric stages. Sorry. So here, as we mentioned earlier, that when we speak about the morality is not something that is matter. It cannot be a form, but rather it is a mind, which is mind that has the quality of protection.
No, yeah. Then you got it though. So don't you tell us me to say, Venja, Nagi, Timo, my me, Tamsi, soon, so much of a mumbo, you were numb, Harin Timo, Lenduji, Julie, Tambali, Shepa sessions, that in the Jidan Hag, Yanin Nambala, and then Hag, Krong, Timo, my me, Sundari, Mambuji, this amount of
So, however, when one is taking a specific, empowerment, depending upon the specific deities, of course, there is an involvement of different kind of, vows and, precepts that may be taken. So, if one desire to know the detail about it, then one need to study the mantric stages, the tantric stages by Lama Tsongkhapa.
Tadung nam chanju yunang du tawa chawo wo sung chita, tadung ri samaw lupe chanju yunang dan da jirima jik sivu jik sung yin ta, tida bat dan rikri sung yin sar.
So then, while the root downfalls may be examined in the central part to enlightenment, it's also by Lama Tsongkhapa again.
Oh yeah. Da tida shiver chini, Tadungi, Tene Maguba, Beba, Beijing, Yeba Jinji, Kunaya, Timinambra, Majabra, Nimbra Juan, Timo Chijuchi, Timo Don Juan, Nimo Chijuchi, Chichiba, Sumbatar, Shana, Tabra, Chao, him, Tabajo, Shinharin Chimule, Songsa, Adilogina.
Then also it says, the strive to never commit the root downfalls through. Properly understanding them, if you incur such faults, do not ignore them, but purify them through confession, through practice of confession or purification practice. And And those incurred during the day, you should be remediated at night. And those incurred at night should be remediated during the day, as mentioned in the mantic stages again. So the root downfalls. The root downfalls are said to be the most powerful downfalls, and also the most weighty downfalls. So here, speaking about the negative deeds can be committed through body, speech, and mind. So those are the three doors upon which that one, you know, engages, indulges in the negative deeds. And out of those three negative deeds, the negative deeds through the body is said to be a little bit far. It is not as forceful as those two other negative deeds. Because when speaking about the indulging in negative deeds through body, there are two kinds of negative deeds that can be, you know, indulged through body. One is negative deeds with motivations, which is related to one's own mind, and one without the motivations, which is not related to much, which do not have much relation to one's own mind. For instance, when one is taking a walk, so you step on the worms or the insects, the creatures, without knowing, would not have any kind of motivations. Although you accumulate negative deeds, you're engaging in negative deeds, it is not as forceful as one that you have accumulated with motivations. So those are said to be a lighter kind of negative deeds. And so because it has nothing to do with your motivations. So here, why these root downfalls are said to be the most powerful is because the root downfalls are directly related to one's own mind. The root downfalls will take place by means of cultivation of one's motivations. So therefore, it is completely, it is directly related to one's own mind.
That is a zadung, zadung se, minkorang, zadung se, and the beginner, zadung se, rajida. That's the one be zujun with time many. Anything is on a tochiba. Couldn't do, yes, on a dongris, yes, on a chigris. Also, you are came in that dig, zadung be cuba in a dig in yiba dig in dubukarius, and yes, on a chigris.
So tsadung in Tibetan term, for which in translation in English is root downfalls. Why it is called root downfalls is a downfall because when you are unable to observe those root vows, if it undergoes degenerations, then one will fall into a lower realms, taking rebirth within the lower realms. There's no other, you know, realms that you take your rebirth, but in the lower realms. That's why it is a downfall, satung, which means a root downfall. and you have no other means that yourself to protect yourself from not falling into that, you know, law realms once the root downfalls has taken place.
That is a Tidanganzu Onshunimba Sangagi Onshunimba Tagin Yamni Tingimba Gina. And it's a don't share the Pekitim Boris, Tadon Kuji, Tadon Kuji, that little man boyer. Then it is Shiva said, Hajan Kitimimba. Tidanganzu Yaninchi Cheva in the machine and Yaninchi came around. Machine in Yaninchi, mother, machine in Yaninchi, Miva in San, Shiva Tony, Yaninchi Vayana. Suzulabe, Kizaniba, Nubayuba. Susan is one of the Mugakita, Talandamos on the Chava in the Shiraki Chimuris.
So, if one received empowerment or one engages in the practice of the Tantra, it is very important to identify or it's very important to understand the root vows. And root downfalls, in other words, the 14 kinds of root vows and then 18 kinds of root vows. It's important to identify and understand. And because without a proper identification or the recognition of those root vows, and one's practice will not become a purposeful or meaningful, and it also become a powerless. So therefore, with the understanding or proper understanding of what is meant by root vows, the 14 root vows, the 18 root vows. On the basis of this proper understanding, if one engages into the practice, then one will be able to protect those vows, able to preserve and observe those vows, which will prevent oneself from taking river in the law realms.
で、やぼそ。だ、だとのやぼしてそのてがらんげまつまじね。てれじんべてばまぼよたて。ちゅんじゅんろさんだんで、けえまれすてなめまじゃて、やべち。え、しゃしかとれた。しゃちちちがきちんぼれてそんだ。そう。だしばちね、だとんげてね、まぐばるべちん。にば、にばじんじくなちみにゃんにゃんば。まじゃばらすんどちてた。
So then here, by properly understanding all those four, the root vows, and then protect those root vows, or the root precepts. And then here again, not only you're just protecting the root vows and the root precepts, and ignoring the other vows. This is however, it is not suggested. What you have to do is here, you are paying more attention on the root vows and try your best to protect the root vows. At the same time, you also try your best to protect other vows as well.
In a Dibakorana Yundigiris. Dibakorana Yundit Kairis Lavina. Mandunibutu Yugunish, Situ Chevina, Tabayuba, Tajuba. Imbutu Yugun and Anduji Yamnichigina, Diba Tayabati, Dibu Yundis. Chita Dibasing the Mandusagi Yurde, Mandu Simton and Yamnichin, Tayabachi, Rajin Chaduris.
So, what is meant by negative deeds? Dikpa in Tibetan term. The negative deed is the faulty actions. And it is abandonment. One needs to abandon that kind of deeds. It's said to be a negative deeds. And one of the positive quality that's possessed by the negative deed is the purifications. The negative deed has some kind of positive quality is that can be purified. And so if one engages in the purification practice by application of four forceful antidotes, it can be purified. There's no such negative deeds that can withstand the purification practice. So one can purify the negative deeds just as when someone engages in a criminal act. So, and this consequence of that criminal act can be, you know, can be done after, you know, paying this, the consequence of whatever the negative criminal act that one have done. So by, you know, completing the one's sentiment and so forth. And similarly, when one engages in the negative deeds, and there is a way in which there's a means which purifies one's negative deeds. So this means or the methods are shown by the Buddha in the past. So if we can follow this proper procedures of purification practice, then, well, regardless of what kind of negative deeds that one may have committed or accumulated, it can be purified.
Tene diba ta nyebo to bi de la ni chimo da jun ju na la ka be je jin je ba ngar da sun yure sun wa na ji chan su zin yu yure shi ge re de ga rang to ne ga de ba kan sa ba de ta ta che de ga ra ma de ta bi je ge ma res ji
the application of four forceful antidotes or the four powerful antidotes to purify one's negative deeds can be found the detailed explanation and detailed elaboration can be found in Lamrim Chemu, that's Great Stages of the Path to Enlightenment by Lama Tsongkhapa. And also you'll find this a detailed explanation in Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life by Shantideva.
Susun jiba sima jiris, jiba. Iba penanga tu chazun ru shiba yena, chazun shiba yena, rima son samin jiba shu chima ji yena. Tigi chenchini, susu be, diba tayaga, tabshi yashu rodi. Tishagari, tisun, tati diba kangala rindere, jiba.
So one of the most effective, the remedy or the antidotes to the negative deeds is to the great master Milarepa has mentioned that remorse, the great regret and remorse, is said to be the one of the most powerful antidotes towards one's negative deeds. So if one has done something that is negative, and then at the moment that you realize that this is not appropriate, something that is negative, then you try your best to cultivate great regret and remorse, which will not only that purify the negative deeds that you have done, but will also prevent you from engaging negative deeds in the future.
Tava chavo shi ese, ane chimone sungu sungu da chita da, diba ji sawa yina da, jima ji sha chogri ese maja wa chine. Ini nima chunga da tsen sha, tsen chunga da nima sha goya de, hajangi ke chimbo, chimbo nang ke chimbo yi chagwa resi.
So it's very important that if one engages, if one know that you have engaged in negative deeds, and you shouldn't ignore that, you shouldn't leave aside, and you should not procrastinate of, you know, engaging in practice of purification practice. If one engaged in negative deeds at night or during the day, so make sure that you actually engage in the purification practice in the at night. And if you have done during the night, then you try your best to purify this and during the daytime and so forth. Instead of just procrastinating or instead of that ignoring that your negative deeds, but at the moment that you know that what you have done is not right, then try to engage in purification practice. The reason why one need to, you know, purify one's negative deeds is because here the negative deeds is identified as a potential of one's potential, and that this kind of potential has again, you know, a power to develop or to multiply greatly if you do not engage in the purification practice. So it is therefore you should not live and procrastinate for one's practice of purifications. If one realizes that one has engaged in negative deeds, try one's best to, at the moment that you realize that, you engage in the practice of purifications. So it is similar to one's, you know, positive deeds as well. One engages in the virtuous deed. Again, this is the same. It's a potential of one's mind. It multiplies greatly. So we can't, prevent one from, you know, developing or the multiplying. So since both of them are, although then when it comes to the nature of their actions are different, but when it comes to the potential, it is, they both have a potential of great multiplications.
Tene lama su sunju ji la kebe digba ji ya yang mi keba landor singi palang do da singi ji mi ji digba chimbo ji sawa yin ne ku ne ba chunju re s ro min ne mo ka mi singi gi di landor mi singi sha do mi singi mi ji digba chunju ji sa na chimbo cha ge s ya gi ji ji ga so sunju ji re s ti shi ra gi chara zu nge ba ne a bo re s.
So therefore, we have, the statement found in the text written by the great masters in the past, by stating that the wise negative deeds, though it is very weighty and heavy, but in nature it's going to be a lighter. It is a lighter. And that unwise, someone who is unwise, who doesn't know about what is abandonment and what is accomplishment, then though their nature of their negative deeds may be a minor, but in time it becomes heavier and more powerful.
So
So why this, you know, the wise negative deeds can be a lighter, even though the nature of that negative deed is very weighty and powerful, is because the wise can really, at the moment that he or she realizes that he or she has actually committed negative deeds, then immediately they will engage in purification practice so that the potential will be seized, become a powerless of development or the multiplying. And so the someone who do not understand, someone who is unwise, although the nature of the negative deeds is maybe a very minor, but it becomes heavier because without engaging in purification practice, those negative deeds can multiply greatly. So therefore, the unwise negative deeds can be multiplied greatly and become heavier and powerful. So then, one thing that we need to, you know, be aware of is when one is during the bedtime, when one go to sleep, before you actually go to sleep, one can make one's, you know, through one's own motivations, one can make one's entire sleep, the night, can be a virtuous or a non-virtuous or the neutral. Because the sleep is said to be the shengyur, which means it can be transformed by means of other factors. So what is the other factor here? Is the other factor here refers to one's motivations. If one's, when one go to bed, if one's mind is, you know, if one is able to cultivate positive thoughts and emotions, such as reflection upon the bodhicitta, great compassion, and contemplation on emptiness, and reflecting one's mind upon the qualities of the three jewels and so forth, and then you'll be able to influence your entire sleep and transform those by your entire sleep in a virtuous deed. And whereas if one is unable to do that, if one go to bed with full of anger, jealousy and so forth, then your entire sleep will transform into a negative deeds. So when it comes to the purification of your sadung, the downfalls, and we find a different explanations. So when it comes to the purification of those downfalls, so there's one explanation that we could find in the text that once you are, you know, committed a deeds that really degenerates one's own, you know, root vows, in other words, the downfalls, become downfalls, then there's no purifications. Until and unless you experience the consequence of your deeds, you know, the deeds of degenerating root vows. And there's another explanation that we could find is, regardless of what kind of negative deeds it may be, so long as you're able to engage in the positive, you know, purification practice, it can be purified. So we find that two different explanations. So, so now we do how to approximate the deity while keeping the commitments. And then it says that third has two parts. So there are two parts, is observation with recitations and absorption not relying on recitations.
That is on the deju said the deva said the hadayat.
Recitations referring to the recitation of mantra.
So
there are one that one's practice, one engages in practice in conjunction with reciting mantras, and one without reciting mantras. So actually, the absorption here is a samadhi. So it's a the explanation samadhi is nothing different than the explanation that we find in Lam Rim Chimu and as well as in the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. The single-pointed concentrations, referring to the single-pointed concentrations.
That's something that's different.
So then, observation with recitations. So you, here it says, you generate yourself as a deity by relying on the six deities. So then the one is inviting the wisdom beings to the place in front of oneself and then engaging in the practices. So now different, the practice of the samadhi, the difference between the sutrayana and the tantrayana here is in the sutrayana when it comes to the practice of the of samadhi practice, the single point of concentration meditation, it involves subjective mind and objective phenomena. So you have this the concentration, the subjective mind, that single pointed mind have some kind of chosen object upon which one can, you know, immerse one's mind within the chosen object, such as, you know, the image of the Buddha, or the observing, you know, contemplation on the emptiness, or meditating on, you know, great compassion and so forth. So here, when it comes to the samadhi practice in the in Tantrayana, there's not much, you know, involvement of the both subjective mind and objective phenomena, but rather arising oneself in the form of deity and concentrating upon that, being oneself in the form of deity and concentrating your mind upon that.
Ani ta mahombala ngarang zubi gomong toya ki lha dindiji yuri dasi. O dindiji lha di tanda ngarang zubi lha di ngon juye maridi inaya tongjang jine, tongba jane di ngon juba ina di bacha, di nipa cheba waji yungu yuri isi, ta dindiji yuri isi.
So, what is the purpose of visualizing and transforming oneself, visualizing and conceiving oneself in the form of deity in the tantric practice? What is the purpose of generating oneself into the nature of that deity in the tantric practice? It's here because in the future, that we have a state of accomplishment, and we will be there is a future resultant, you know, accomplishment for oneself to be able to enlighten oneself within the form of that particular deity, in within the nature of this particular deity. So therefore, it is right from now you are preparing yourself. You're preparing yourself, you know, visualizing yourself and transforming yourself in the particular deities. So this can be done on the basis of tongjang, which means the purification through meditation on emptiness. Within the sphere of emptiness, one then generates oneself into the deity. Not just your gross physical bodies is transforming, but rather your very understanding, your very realization of emptiness is generating into the deity, which will then enable one to implant the propensities or the powers within one's mind stream.
Ne lu lungju, ne lu lungju, ne kutawa. The negi bed, ne dan, ludan, lungju dan, ne chicken, ta yir da. The negi jitabi, lam gunju yi chani, and then ha, do the ha, chivati the jagas.
So, one of the distinction between the sutra and tantra is based on the basis of whether or not that the practice of four purifications, four purified, you know, path, meditation and four purified path, said to be Jebu Yongdashi, the four purified resultant state. It said the purified resultant state here refers to the ni or the base, and then or the environment, and lu, the purified body and purified resources. And then the fourth one is the purified activities. So this four purified, one is the environment or the place, purified body, purified resources and activities. So this kind of four purified resultant activities can be meditated right from now. So based on these practices, one in the sutras practice, there's no such, you cannot find this kind of practices, the level of practice in sutra system. So therefore, if you look at the Lamrim Chemo, those great stages to the path to enlightenment by Lama Tsongkhapa, you cannot find this kind of practices of this meditation of four resultant purified state. If you look at beginning of Lamrim all the way to the end, you will not be able to find this kind of practices. But when you comes to the tantric practice, then you find those meditation on the four purified resultant states. So therefore, you will see a difference, the practice difference, the nature of practice difference between the sutra system and as well as the and tantric system. So then here's a question that one can ask oneself. You know, isn't that I'm lying that if I, you know, take a pride of being myself as a deity because I'm not a deity? Although that I'm not a deity and I'm, you know, transforming myself into deity and considering myself in the form of deity, isn't that a wrong way of thinking? So then here, it is not. Why? Because you're actually purifying your you know, impure body, speech, and mind within this by, you know, contemplating your mind upon the emptiness, Dongjiang, which is empty and purifications. It is, you're actually purifying your gross state of body, speech, and mind within the sphere of emptiness. And at this, within the state of this emptiness, you then arises yourself in the deity. So therefore, this is not a deceiving activities. It is for this reason, when one considers oneself into the practice of Tantrayana, then one should at least have a proper understanding of what is meant by emptiness. At best, one should have a proper realization of emptiness. If not, one should at least have a proper understanding of what is meant by emptiness.
Oh yeah. Come on, demon. That's how true the Jimashina.
So we will go through the meditation of six deities, the practice of six deities in our next teachings. So we have 7 minutes left and take a few questions if you have.
I have a question. Regarding what you just said about that the sutra, you cannot find it, it's in entire, you know, one of my teachers said that that some of the Mahayana teachings are actually hidden in the sutra teachings. It's just that they can't be found. That's true, correct?
The hidden the tantric practice.
Well, the understanding of this distinction that he just made between the sutra and the tantra, that the bridge would be that supposedly that everything is found in the sutras, but they just are, they can't be found.
Oh, okay.
Or they're hidden, you know, and I just want to clarify that that's true. I mean, is it just that they're there but they don't recognize it, or is it there because they don't have the ability to see it or, you know, experience it?
Okay. 그 저 길에 지금 제 단다 지난 단다 아 도이 냠레 나레 단다 단다 말아서 아션 숨비 냠렌데 그런 단다 진짜 고송스 아션 숨비 냠렌데 게 도이 나레 도저 도이 냠레 나레 연구하래서 한다 연구할 때 이내디 그 베베스도 땡여레스 인자 하고고 말레스 근데 숨비 리스 베베스 땡베인자 하고고 말레스 근데 송송게 리치 도사 이나 송도 다 근데 쉬어 있을 수 있어요.
다디 가서 그랬다. 너가 니 너가 투목이 남 먹어도 와. 그러나 내가 도마니다 전혀 있으면 니 좀 알아서 어떻게 좀 아무지 용구여리스. 되게 너 잠에 년에 말에 나 잠에 년에 말에 너가 투목이 년에 차도여리스. 이나 너 년에 나기 가자기 이니 나 년에 매우 수진 나기 먹어여리스. 뭐든 너 ngāgi ñamne di ndoi ñamne le singi ngā tātā shetu me si. Ngāgi ñamne nāyari di ndoi ñamne bebe tuji ndoi ñamne le singi lātuk ma re si. Ina ya ndoi ñamne, ndoi chāma ñamne nāngi ngi kāza la ngāgi ñamne bebe tuji nāngi ma guyo re si.
So of course we find a common practice, both sutra and tantra, such as practice of bodhicitta, practice of emptiness and practice of meditation on emptiness and so forth. Those are the common practice. It cannot be said that bodhicitta is completely exclusive practice of tantrayana, or the practice of meditation on emptiness is exclusive practice of sutrayana and so forth. So rather those kind of practices are said to be a common practice. So here, you know, when it comes to the practitioner itself, the individual practitioners, someone who is primarily engaging in the sutra practice, the practice of bodhisattvayana, and such an individual may engage in the practice of the tantrayana in a hidden way. But hiddenly. But Rinpoche said that you cannot say that there is a sutra text that actually teaches the tantric methods, you know, the tantric methods hiddenly. So there's no hidden teachings that are found in the sutra text.
Does that mean that it's definitive and not proof? It's not an interpretable. It's a definitive meaning. The sutras are the end to their truth. Their realization is an end to that, and that there's no possibility of interpreting it. I'm just trying to link the two together.
Okay.
I know that.
Because it took say to that. Can you clarify that? Well, I couldn't understand very well.
Okay.
Sorry about that, yeah.
That's okay. It's kind of difficult to express, but it's if sutra has its capacity, it has its conditions, and those conditions are definitive truth. I mean, that's as far as they can be true. So there's no teachings that actually teach interpretive teachings that because they're definitive teachings. And if they're hidden and they do exist, which one of my teachers told me that they actually do exist in the sutras, it's just that they're not taught but they're there. So that's what links it together. You know, it's kind of like the same question could be asked. I guess it would be a real interesting question to be that when you're applying the information of like what you understand emptiness to be, and which is not something, but you understand the meaning of emptiness, and then you understand the concept of bodhicitta. And so if you can't find the answer to what emptiness is, the same question could be applied, well, is it bodhicitta? Is it hidden in the bodhicitta? And is the bodhicitta hidden in emptiness? That's what my
are you asking if the bodhicitta is different in Tantra and Sutra, and the understanding of emptiness is different in Sutra and Tantra?
No, not specific. But the nature of the question
is the
bridge between Sutra and Tantra, so that they're not separated, but they're interdependent. You know what I mean? And that's the ultimate aim. And that's the same with emptiness and bodhicitta. So that's what I'm really asking, is that where is the linking that links that. And when you say you can't, if it's a hidden thing, you can't find it, that means it's probably a definitive meaning that this is what they meant by it. Then you have interpreters that come in and interpret it. They go, well, you know, I'm interpreting it way differently. And so all of a sudden, you know, Mayana evolves, and then Vajrayana evolves. So there is a link. They're not independently by themselves. So that's what I'm just trying to get at.
Koran di nogo sar, pechen dhani di dhange ki kheba
la,
di dhange ki kheba se tu ko dhani dhani ta doi ki kanda tujik tiki sangma da kanda chi nye duen liya cha cha oyum da duwas, kasi ko liya be duen ke min duwas, ko liya kasi shuk duen da kanda be duen ke min duwas, zeta ko nye duen ki ta kanda nye duen ki tenchi koran.
Tāngi dhamjana, sanji ki tuyam mūtun sēdi, simjīngi kōpā kōrēsita. Simjīngi kōpā yana sanji tuyam rūkta. Pēnā sanji ki pumbā sī sūmbā yana, dujā ki tuyasā ki kāsā ki sūnām ki ōng ki kājī dāmi wā kōn rūkori, kājī tōmbā nī kōn rūkori, kājī pumbā chāmbā kō, kājī mītā wā kō, kōtā mīdā mīdā yuwa yana, sanji ki sūng lā na tī kōrē. Yīmā yana, Sanji ki sunza ki duja namla, sunan chechung da, nipa chechung mambu yewa yinza, Sanji ki doi shu sunba yinaya, nga ki tuyanda ku tungi tini mambu yores. Tini samtama yina, tuyan sinna rigi yores. Wata jizang ki yonra samtama yina, dode nga tu yonra sunba rwa. Yonra sunba yinza, ku nui du miruwa yinza, nga tiyan di, desi kera kapur yores.
So, as we, you know, speak about the teachings of the Buddha, So when the Buddha teaches, give his teachings, he propounds the Dharma teachings, there should be a disciple who could understand his teachings. And without, you know, someone who would be understood his teaching, and the Buddha would not give any kind of teachings. So his teaching should be, whether he's teaching, you know, directly or indirectly, or hiddenly, or, you know, manifestingly, that should be understood by the disciples who are listening to the teachings. So then again, when the Buddha teaches that, when Buddha gives the teachings, it is a different level of the disciples, their mental capacities, spiritual inclinations, and so forth. They will have a different, you know, concept, or their understanding of the meaning of his teaching differs based upon the level of their accumulation of merits, based of their merits. For instance, when the Buddha gives the teachings by saying, expressing just a vase, and some will just hear a vase alone, and others will hear the vase is impermanent. The others will hear the vase is selflessness. And so here you see at different levels of the listeners, their capacity of their, you know, mental inclination and spiritual dispositions. When Buddha teaches one subject, but it can be understood in a different way depending upon the level of merits that they have accumulated by the disciples. So then in which case, one could probably say that when Buddha is even giving sutra teachings, but someone who is really ripened and suitable to receive the tantric teachings, who may get a meanings of tantric teachings while he is receiving the teachings that way. But actually, in general, the sutra teachings will not have any kind of hidden teachings of the tantric. So it's a big question, but Rinpoche will stop here today.
Thank you.